This is URN Sport.
Obviously, no Premier League games this weekend, but there is still plenty to discuss, especially in regards to the England national team.
A little bit disappointing with the result. Both goals, I think, were pretty preventable, and Belgium didn't really attack us after that. We didn't really challenge Thibaut Courtois enough after we went 2-0 down.
I'm watching that and thinking, well, what next? Who's actually turning up today? Are we just going to go, we've had a great day out. You know, we've left the country, had a bit of a holiday. Sweet. See you guys in the Euros. It was, I think Pavan said it. Did Courtois make a save? Don't think so. I think Gareth Southgate said that England did all right. I don't think the centre-halves won one 50-50 with Lukaku. Not one. And that's not about how good you are with the ball at your feet. That's about your attitude. That's about your grit, your steel. That's not about playing. That's about wanting it more.
You know, we dominated a lot after, you know, Belgium's two goals. And obviously Gareth Southgate was positive about that. But that's just to do with game state. You know, if it was 0-0 second half, I don't think we would have had as much of the balls we had. Belgium got their goals and they were happy to just sit on their lead, which was a tactic that, you know, ultimately served them well. The only decent chance we had was right after we conceded the first, when Lukaku cleared off the line from Kane, which was a great bit of defending from Lukaku, by the way. But apart from that, we were extremely poor.
Spin has been the bane of England's life for centuries, it feels like, going back to the 60s and far beyond that. But how important do you think spin is in the modern game, especially in T20, Toby?
Oh, very. I think it's been shown by, I think, especially the IPL in particular, over the recent years, always taking place in India, where the World Cup will be. Spin has always dominated there. You look, if you've got the likes of Rashid Khan, Chahal, Kuldeep, the sort of the two Indian spinners, Imran Tahir, South African. There's just so many quality, wrist spinning particularly, but just spin in general. And I think it will be one of the defining factors of the next year's World Cup, I think. I think you're going to have to see what happens over the next year to England's side in particular.
Yeah, just on that note, you mentioned the IPL. Do you think England might have missed a trick here by not having that many spinners out at the IPL this year?
I think it could be tough. I think perhaps this year, not necessarily so much. I think once it's back in India next year, they need to try and get as many as they can over there. I think obviously the young spinners like Matt Parkinson and Mason Crane as leg spinners could really use some experience. I think Adil Rashid also hasn't played in the IPL, I don't think, which seems quite odd considering he's, I'd say, possibly number one leg spinner in the world, maybe two or three, but definitely over the past few years he's always been up there. So I think it could be useful for the England side if they can just get even just one or two more spinners over there.
This week we're going to talk a bit about Thanksgiving, because it's coming up, and the games from last weekend.
So basically, the Bills thought they won it. 40 seconds on the clock for the Cardinals. No timeouts. Just needs Kyler Murray to just sort of accept defeat. But does he? Does he not? He throws the ball, what, 50, 60 yards, must be, into the end zone. DeAndre Hopkins, covered in men. Three or four Bills players surrounding him. He plucks out of nowhere, snapping victory from the jaws of defeat there from Kyler Murray. Oh, everyone just thought he could run, but he can throw as well. So, fair play to Kyler Murray. What a win. And if you're a Cardinals fan, life's pretty good for you until Thursday.
Yeah, that was a very exciting ending. Obviously, the Bills were, like, really happy when they scored, because there was only a short amount of time left on the clock. But, like you said, it really was kind of like a bit of magic. And the fact there was, like, three or four defenders around just one man for the Cardinals. When I saw that ball sort of drop in there, I was thinking there's no way he's going to be able to get it over all of these men around him. But he still managed to reach up and grab it, which was a good play by him, but an even better play, obviously, by Kyler Murray for scrambling free and such an amazing pass to him.
This week, we're going to be investigating some of the tactical trends that have been prevalent in football this week.
I think there's more stamina in today's game, and that means wing-backs are more effective, and wing-backs are a modern sort of invention. They run forward, defend, and they are sources of creativity. So I think there's more faith in that wing-back system?
It's a strange one because it's almost different in and out of possession. So in possession, what it looks like, and it's changed like game to game, especially with like Maitland-Niles looking as like that wing-back kind of role, kind of a 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1 in possession, and then out of possession goes to like a 3-4-3. Which at the beginning, I think, I quite like the idea. The one thing I'm worried about is actually players getting too confused and too fixated on where they need to be 100% of the time. If you, it makes the transitions, or makes our defence very, very vulnerable on the transition, in terms of the more games we play, the better we get at it. I think it takes a little while for us to understand where we need to be and where the spaces are going to be.